This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
You hear it all the time. Don't get SSD. It's just going to wear out. A guy who can tell you that what you've heard is wrong is Doug Rollins from Micron. And another person with us who can flesh out everything is Eric Slack, senior analyst at Storage Switzerland. Guys, thanks for joining us. Hey, Eric, can you explain what's going on inside that flash device? How does that wearing process occur?
Yeah, a persistent solid-state memory or storage devices like NAND flash maintain a digital value by holding a charge or a voltage level in each bit cell that corresponds to a 0 or a 1. They change that value by forcing electrons through an insulator layer within that cell, and this changes its conductivity. This process wears the insulator layer very slightly, which over time impacts the ability to reliably read data from that cell, increasing its bit error rate. Eventually, the flash cell is no longer able to accurately store new data, and it's considered worn out, quote unquote.
So what do flash vendors do about it, Doug?
It's a good question, Charlie. There are several ways that SSD vendors can extend the overall lifespan of their product. For example, firmware enhancements that can proactively tune the NAND for the best readability. That's one example. A multi-step foreground read processing, media level redundancy, and even controller enhancements to accelerate all these functions or a few others. Now, in addition, SSDs can, and most do, report how worn they are through standard means like SMART. Your SSD vendor should be able to help you with interpreting their SMART data, as SMART data itself isn't really standardized. The method of reading it is, but the meaning of the data that you read out is not, and it tends to be specific to each SSD vendor or model.
Eric, so it sounds like this process is pretty well controlled. Are we saying that it's time to stop worrying about flashware?
Absolutely, yes. As Doug mentioned, or as he explained, flashware is really very well understood and very predictable. Users can replace SSDs before they start impacting performance and long before they're considered worn out. So, you know, also, once a device reaches a point where it can no longer record new data, which is what we're calling worn out, the existing data is still not in any danger of being lost. And even these worn out SSDs can still function in a read-only mode. So yeah, the fact that flash wears and eventually wears out is almost immaterial, because that wear can be monitored, predicted with accuracy, and the data is really never at risk.
Doug, do SSDs really wear out sooner than hard disk drives? And what about the value they provide compared to disk drives?
Well, that was a little bit tougher, Charlie. If we take a look at standard IT platform refresh cycle of, what, say, maybe 5 years of useful life, one key to look at the overall value provided by anything is to look at how much productive work can be done during that five-year life cycle. So let's take a look, say, at a 15,000 RPM really fast hard drive. That hard drive can do about 15 billion IOPS in 1 year. So over that five-year life cycle, we can expect that drive to give us about 75 billion IOPS. Sounds pretty good. But if we take a look at just a SATA Enterprise SSD, that SSD can do about 780 billion IOPS before it wears out. And so, yeah, I mean, we can wear out the SSD, in theory at least. But if we take a look at the overall comparative value, we'll see that the SSD can be run at nearly 5,000 IOPS for 5 years before it wears out. So in other words, if we intentionally slow down our SSD and make it last the full 5 years, we end up getting about 10 times the useful work out of that SSD than we did out of our fast hard drive. If we look at it another way, how long would we have to run our fast HDD to generate the same 750 billion IOPS that we got out of our enterprise SATA SSD? The answer may be a bit surprising. 52 years.
Wow.
We have to run that HDD 52 years to generate the same useful work output. And I'm not sure about most of the listening audience, but I'm pretty sure most IT staffs have a refresh cycle shorter than 52 years.
Now, if you want to find out more about this, Eric has a wonderful article. It is called How to Stop Worrying About SSD Wear. And you can find that in the article section of StorageSwiss.com. All you have to do is click on the link. If you're on StorageSwiss.com under the player, click on the link and we'll take you to that article. If you are on iTunes, Come on to StorageSwiss.com, find this podcast, click on the link, and you can get to the article, or you can just go to articles and find it as well. Very easy to get to at StorageSwiss.com. Eric Slack, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Charlie.
Doug, thanks for joining us.
You bet. My pleasure, guys.
And I'm Charlie Hodges. Thank you for listening to the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.